Last weekend, I mentioned a story I saw in the paper about knit and quit classes. Now, the classes aim to help people give up smoking by encouraging them to take up knitting instead. Rather a strange alternative, I suppose, but obviously working. Australian Country Spinners is the company behind the concept. One of the company's knitting promoters, who was a smoker, actually came up with the idea after finding knitting helped her to quit. I guess it took her mind off having a ciggy. Knit and quit classes in Sydney are being run by Tapestry Craft. And Chris Howard's a marketing manager for Tapestry Craft, and she's also teaching the classes and joins us this afternoon on the program. Hi, Chris.
G'day.
Now, I'd love to be able to offer you a pie.
Oh, it sounds really good. I've just had my lunch, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, good. That's one more for us.
Thank you, though.
What did you think when you first heard of the knit and quit concept? Did you find it a little bit quirky?
Actually, no. I thought it was a great idea. I have a lot of friends who've used it for similar things in the past, you know, to lose weight, quit smoking, and I thought this would be a great way to have a lot of people do it at the same time.
Have you ever been a smoker?
Just socially, but that was a long time ago in London before I got to Australia and started knitting.
So you'd given up smoking long before you started knitting?
A long time ago, but I know how hard it can be.
Well, this is the thing, I've not been a smoker ever, so I really can't relate to the difficulty that people go through when they're withdrawing from the whole exercise. But how long have you been knitting?
Since I've been in Australia, about 5 years now, really.
What got you into the knitting routine?
Well, I emigrated here, obviously, from the US. My husband's Australian. Mm-hmm. And my Aussie mother-in-law, while I was waiting for my visa to come through, thought I should learn to knit, give me something to do.
Here's a couple of knitting needles, darling.
Exactly.
Off you go. What did you start knitting at first?
I did a bunch of scarves, I did some hats, I did a bikini, and now I do jumpers, I'm working on one at the moment, lots of things.
No stopping you. Is knitting actually relaxing?
It's very relaxing. Well, it depends. I mean, you've got to have a couple projects on the go. You have your really taxing, mentally challenging project, and then you also have some dumb knitting that you can take on the train.
Dumb knitting?
Dumb knitting, you know, a sock or a scarf, something you can just do without really thinking about it.
Okay, it's automatic, just happens.
Exactly.
Knit one, purl two.
Exactly.
Did I get that right, by the way?
That sounded good.
Okay, whether it worked or not is another story. How many people have enrolled in the knit and quit classes here in Sydney?
It's fantastic. I think we're coming up on 30 people now.
Great.
We'll probably have to run a second session. I don't know if I can teach that many in one night.
And are you finding that that the people who are enrolling, have they tried other means to quit the ciggies?
So far, based on the emails and the talks I've had with people, a lot of them have. They've been trying to give up for a long time. One lady said she'd even bought knitting needles and things a few weeks ago, but she's just been held up by the fact that she doesn't have any skills. So looking really forward to it, I think.
Yeah, that's good. What about men versus women? Is it a bit of a split, or have we got mainly women?
Well, we try and get the gentlemen in. I gave a private lesson to a gentleman the other day, but I don't think you guys are as inclined to do a group class as maybe ladies are.
It's a funny thing, that, but I don't know a lot of blokes that go to a group knitting class, no.
Exactly.
or at least are prepared to talk about it.
Exactly. So it's mostly women at this point, but we'd love to get some men in there.
Yeah, because There was a story that did the rounds of the newspapers some time ago that suggested that there were blokes who knitted in their spare time, and actually in some pubs in Sydney. I can remember all of it. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
There was a story doing the rounds that there were actually blokes that were knitting in their spare time. So there are some closet knitters out there. You've just got to find out where they are and try and drag them in, Chris.
I can tell you where they are at the moment, actually. There is pub knitting happening in Newtown at the moment, and their group tends to get a few men. So if you know where to look, it's happening all around.
Pub knitting in Newtown, eh?
Yeah.
There we are. The mind boggles. Now, what do you actually teach in the classes? How complicated does it get?
Well, based on how quickly people pick it up, what I'm hoping is by the end of the four classes, there'll be enough to knit a scarf, and if somebody's really good and sort of really takes to it, maybe I can get them up to a beanie or something more complicated by the end.
Wow. Hey, be able to knit your own beanie. Fantastic. Mm. Or a scarf in the colours of your favourite football team or
Definitely.
Something like that. How long do the classes run for, and how much do they cost?
They're absolutely free. Paytons is offering the knitting wool. The
wow.
Books. All the materials, and we're giving the instruction, that's Tapestry Craft. They're also doing it at a place in Melbourne. Everything's provided for, and it's four Wednesdays in a row. And like I said, we've had such interest, we'll probably be putting on another session in the next month or two.
I can guarantee you one thing. As a result of this chat this afternoon, you will definitely be putting on another session.
You think so?
I can guarantee you that for sure, because there will be smokers listening to us now that will be saying, yep, I've tried the hypnosis. I've tried everything, and it's just not working. I'll have a crack at knitting. Why not? So the classes are successive Wednesdays, four in a row on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton's the wall people obviously paying for that side of things, but you're providing the intuition for free?
Yeah, yeah. I've got we've even had some volunteers. Some of the regular customers and people who come to our shop to knit have heard about this and have gotten really excited about it.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, they really want to help out. So I think we're going to have a lot of knitters ready to help these smokers.
Good for you. That is absolutely fabulous. Well done. How can people find out more about it?
Well, they can either ring our shop. Our number's 02-9299-8588, or they can go to our website, tapestrycraft.com.au.
Okay, well, I'm going to run through that again, tapestrycraft.com.au, and believe you me, you'll be putting on another class before you know it, Chris.
Oh, that would be great.
What about if, dare I suggest, what about if one addiction replaces another? We get people to get off the cigarettes and get addicted to knitting.
Oh, well, see, I would love that, but it does become a problem. Then you get a spare room full of wool like I have.
Right, get ready for that phone to ring.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for chatting to us this afternoon. Chris Howard, the Marketing Manager for Tapestry Craft. Now, if you're a smoker and you need a bit of diversionary tactics to help you take your mind off the ciggies, then this is possibly for you. Have you ever dreamt of being able to knit your own beanie? Come on, boys. Fellas, come on, put your hands up, own up. All you closet knitters out there that have always wanted to spend the afternoon knitting, here's your chance. It won't cost you a red cent. All you've got to do is give Chris a call on 9299-8588. 9299-8588. I'm assuming that's going to be in office hours. You can jump on the net and have a look at the website, tapestrycraft, all one word, .com.au. It runs for 4 weeks over four successive Wednesday nights and free. I think that's absolutely sensational. We'll be back with more right after this.